Hello and welcome to the Inner Take podcast. My name is Ramon Gardella and I'm your host. The Inner Take is a podcast for musicians. It's a space to talk about what happens inside us when we make music, the thoughts and feelings that shape how we play. I will share my experience as a musician, what I've learned along the way, and I will talk to other musicians about their journey. This podcast is not about technique. It's about what happens inside us when we make music. So, if you are a musician, stay right there. Welcome to the Inner Take. Let's begin. Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Inner Take podcast. We are at the beginning of 2026, and I'm so happy to present you this new podcast. In this first episode, I'm going to talk to you and present to you a new space, which is Mental Notes. Mental Notes is a space for musicians who want to understand what happens inside them when they make music. I will say it again. Mental Notes is a space for musicians who want to understand what happens inside them when they make music. So in the Inner Take podcast, I will talk about the experience of making music, the thoughts and mostly the emotions and doubts that shape how we play and how we live making music. I will also read interesting things, share with you personal stuff, experiences, stories, and interview people. And most important, I will reach to musicians who need this space. Well, I will try to reach to musicians. So I would really love to create a community. I've been thinking about this years, like 2 years. And of course, I thought I'm not ready to do something like this. Mostly because I thought I'm not ready to talk about the things I'm going to talk about and the language. So I decided to do this in English, and there are going to be some episodes in Spanish or German or Portuguese. Depends on the topic and the guest who is talking to me. So let me start telling you a bit about myself. I am a professional musician, a professional percussionist from Argentina, from Buenos Aires. And 10 years ago, 2015, when I was playing at the Opera Orchestra of Buenos Aires, I decided to quit everything and to start my studies in Germany. I left my hometown and I moved to Germany to start my master at the University of Music of Cologne, Hochschule für Musik und Tanz Köln. I started taking 3 lessons a week. I started making all the changes that I've dreamed of, technical changes, playing German style on the timpani, on the snare drum. I was very happy about this. Of course, a little bit insecure because it was a huge step, but I was doing it. I started meeting new colleagues. I started playing some auditions. I started to start a life here. And one day, I started hearing a voice at my head who said, "You're not good. You're not good enough. You are not as good as your colleagues. Your colleagues are playing so much better than you." And I started to be really anxious and nervous. And not only at concerts, but at lessons. And I started to compare myself to the others and say, "I'm not ready to do this. I'm bad. This is not for me. What am I doing here? Why did I leave everything that I had in Argentina? And now I'm suffering and shaking on stage." And this was very, very strong. I was feeling very, very bad. I cannot explain you how. It was like hell, because this is what I wanted to do and I couldn't. I couldn't play. I couldn't get on stage and play. So I decided I have to make something else. I cannot solve this playing more hours, practicing more hours. This is something else. And a colleague recommended me a therapist. And I wrote to this therapist, and I said, "Okay, I want this away because this is bothering me. and I want to do music, and I want to perform, and I want to be to play in Germany like the way I want to. So I started the process, and this took me 10 years to be sitting now telling you this. I've learned so many things during this process about myself. And of course, a lot of development as a musician and all the things I learned, and technically and personally, and all the great colleagues I made, the places I played, the ensembles I played. And now, 10 years, I started this podcast and mental notes because I'm really sure that thanks to this process, I am where I am. Of course, all the things I did musically, but because I gave place to all this side of myself who was suffering, to analyze which is the voice who is talking to me at my head, telling me, hey, you're not enough. Thanks to this process, I am where I am. And I could put the music on a side, take care of myself, and then put the music again on the first side. So this podcast and this experience I will share to you is personal experience, like now, like I'm telling you what happened to me, but I will also share with you very clear concepts about doing music. For example, am I making music or am I doing a career with music? Do you know the difference? Well, it's not the same thing. Am I playing music for myself, or am I the whole time playing for someone else? But don't worry, because there are going to be full episodes about these themes. And I am also doing this because I know that so many musicians, friends, colleagues, students, professional musicians are struggling with these, with themes like fear, comparing themselves to colleagues, tired of playing in an orchestra or in an ensemble, and even great musicians who think what they do is not enough. And I really have proof about it. 2022, I started teaching masterclass in Argentina in universities, and I met so many young, talented people playing really good stuff and making good improvement with such an enormous amount of fear to fail, or fear not to win an audition. So they asked me, hey, how do I play this in order not to make mistakes? And I was talking to them about music, but we were talking mostly about, okay, what is an audition? What does it mean to you? And I had the last experience, I had a friend of mine, which is a professional musician, who didn't win an audition, and he told me, you know, I'm not sure if I can play my instruments. And he plays, he knows how to play, he did professional operas and concert, and he wasn't sure if he can play his instrument. And I know it's very hard, I know how hard it can be to be nervous the whole time, to have fear for a lesson, to be happier when a project is canceled because you know this is too much for you to play. I know how it is to practice, and to have a bad time on stage. And I also know the situations are solved in community because we are all having the same troubles, and the formal musical training spaces, they don't talk about this. This is not central. And it's not because it's not important, but if it has never been part of the program. So we are all on the same train and we have all the same issues, and there are no spaces to talk about this. Okay, so this was the first episode, pretty much a personal experience of myself, but I think it's very important for me that you understand and you get why am I doing this and why it's so important. That's why I shared you my story, or part of it. I'm going to tell you much more of how this process is and was. And we are going to continue in the next episodes, and we are going to dive in really, really deep in this thing that it's be musicians and making music and what happens inside us when we make music. If something in this episode resonated with you, I invite you to take a look at mental notes. The link is in the description. There you'll find text, videos, and shared resources that can help you explore these ideas further, and most importantly, a space to talk about them. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Until next time, see you. Bye-bye.